Good morning from WVIK News. The City of Muscatine is accepting applications for open positions on the Historic Preservation Commission and the Zoning Board of Adjustment. According to a press release, applications are due by mail or by hand at the boards and commissions in Muscatine City Hall by 5 p.m. this Friday, February 27th. The Historic Preservation Commission serves to protect history, culture, and architecture for 5 years with a two-term limit and meets on the fourth Monday of the month at the Musser Public Library at 5:15 p.m. The Zoning Board of Adjustment serves to interpret zone ordinances for 5 years with a two-term limit and meets on the first Thursday of each month in the City Council Chambers at Muscatine City Hall at 5:30 p.m. Application forms are available on the City of Muscatine website. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing a rule change to the Clean Water Act that could end federal protections for 80% of America's wetlands. WVIK's Brady Johnson has more.
The rule change, citing a 2023 Supreme Court decision, requires a permanent surface connection between a wetland and a navigable waterway. In comments sent to the EPA by Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig, claimed that the rule change will eliminate unnecessary permitting for conservation practices. He says the removal will allow setting up water quality wetlands to help reduce nitrates. Executive Director of River Action, Kathy Wine, agrees that wetlands are great filters. However,
it's a kidney that will cleanse, but it's being overtaxed in our area, and with fewer wetlands, we'll have even less of an opportunity to do that.
Other conservation groups say the loss of federal protections will negatively impact wetlands as most states lack protections, and the nation's tributaries are connected, meaning pollutants in one state can carry over to another. The EPA has not said when it will post the final rule. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
The Rock Island Public Library is hosting a donation drive for local nonprofits, the Heart of Hope Outreach Center, and the Third Place through Saturday, February 28th. According to a news release, the February Community Comforts Drive accepts personal care items, hygienic products, and cleaning supplies. Last year, the initiative collected about 1,500 items for those in need, as SNAP benefits only cover menstrual supplies in that category. You can donate in the pink boxes located at any of the library's three locations. 70% of students accepted to the University of Iowa nursing program would have to be Iowa residents under a bill advanced by the House yesterday. The university would have to stick to the 70% threshold starting in the fall of 2027. Right now, around 60% of nursing students are residents, but there is no quota. The bill passed 62-29. The City of Muscatine is pausing the Organic Recycling Center indefinitely to allow officials to evaluate the program's financial impact on city resources. City Administrator Matt Martison says the center has been an innovative and environmentally beneficial program, but that the city must ensure its financial sustainability for the community. The recycling center remains open for cardboard and mixed recycling from Muscatine and Fruitland residents who complete a drop-off form. The Organic Center opened in 2019 inside the recycling center. Iowans could have guns in their locked vehicles in state, county, and city parking lots under a bill that passed the Senate yesterday. Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sestarek reports.
The bill would also allow Iowans to have a loaded gun in a car used to transport a child in foster care. Democratic Senator Herman Kornbach of Ames says he's concerned the bill would lead to unsafe situations, like bringing several guns to the parking lot of a county jail to try to intimidate a sheriff.
So I think that it is prudent for our county governments or state governments, city governments, to impose some modest restrictions on where firearms can be brought.
Republican Senator Jason Schultz says the bill would help law-abiding Iowans go about their day without having to remove their guns to access taxpayer-funded facilities. The Senate also passed a bill that would allow state lawmakers, judges, and the Attorney General to get a professional permit to carry a weapon. I'm Katarina Sestarek, IPR News.
Republicans on the Iowa House Government Oversight Committee are calling for an independent audit of the state court system's misallocation of about $25 million. Computer programming errors sent court debt collections to the wrong state fund for years. The committee's report criticizes the judicial branch for concealing the problem and Democratic State Auditor Rob Sand for not quickly investigating the issue. Republican Representative Charlie Thompson of Charles City wrote the report. He says the judicial branch can't be trusted to handle court debt collection and should outsource that function.
When the judicial branch discovered a massive problem with public funds, they made a choice. They chose silence over transparency. They chose consultants who couldn't audit over auditors who could. They chose 3 years of quiet fumbling over one honest phone call to this legislature.
A spokesperson for the Iowa court system says the judicial branch takes full responsibility for the misallocation and is committed to improving court debt distribution.